This is KUT. With all the talk of Austin's revamped city council elections this November, it's easy to forget that more than half of the Austin school board seats are also up for election this year. The deadline to file to run ends on Monday, and so far KUT's Kate McGee reports not that many candidates have thrown their hat into the ring.
If you qualify and want to run for the Austin school board, you've had since July 18th to file. But as of 5 p.m. yesterday, just seven people have done so. One seat, District 1, which represents Northeast Austin, doesn't have any candidates in the running so far. And the other open seats all have three or fewer candidates so far. Trustee Robert Schneider is the only current school board member whose term is up who's running for re-election. He represents District 7 in Southwest Austin. He says from his experience, it seems a little late for people to file, but he's not surprised. Now that school board elections are held in November, they have to compete with other races.
You've got a lot more competition on the ballot, so you're going to have to raise more funds. It's going to be expensive. I mean, I would think nearly prohibitively expensive in the at-large race to try and run and mount an effective campaign to get your name out in front of the public and everything.
Plus, Schneider says it's an unpaid position that requires a huge time commitment, so it's not exactly the most attractive way to spend your Monday evenings. Outgoing board member Cheryl Bradley says she's not surprised at the small number of candidates.
When I filed in 2002, I waited to the very last day, and I was the only one that filed to run for District 1, and so I ran unopposed. And if you look at the last two elections, I ran unopposed then, too.
Bradley represents District 1. That's the district that doesn't have a candidate yet. If no one files, Bradley could remain the trustee for that district until the board appoints someone else or there's a special election. The board could appoint anyone, but like with all school board members, he or she has to live in the district they represent. Kate McGee, KUT News.